Good morning. Today's daf in Megillah is Lamed. Today's daf is going to be revolving around one topic, and that is Seder Dala Parshios. So as we learned in the Mishnah, in yesterday's daf, the Mishnah is found on the bottom of Chof Tesem and Aleph. So we know that during the most of the year on Shabbos, so we're reading the Sedra. We take a Sefer Torah, we divide into Parshios, and so we set up a system so that every year, we're annually going to be completing the entire Sefer Torah. However, part of the system also takes into account that there are going to be some special Shabbosim over the course of the year in which we're not going to be reading from the Sedra. So the ones that we know for sure we're not reading from the Sedra, so that's Yontif. So when Yontif comes out on a Shabbos, or even for that matter when Chol HaMoed comes out on a Shabbos, so we're taking a break from the regular programming and we're going to be moving to Yontif Laning, whatever the Yontif Laning happens to be. Okay, there also are four times in the year where we're reading also special Parshios, and that's called the Dala Parshios. The Mishnah yesterday introduced us to the topic of the Dala Parshios. Now, are we replacing the Sedra altogether? So we all know what the answer is, meaning the answer is no, meaning we're reading from the regular Sedra, and then the Maftir is going to be a little bit different. The Maftir is going to be from the Dala Parshios. However, as we saw yesterday, and we're going to see again today, so there is an opinion in the Gemara that actually entertains the idea that we're replacing the Sedra altogether. Now, much like on Yontif, you're replacing the Sedra altogether. So too, there is a shita that says that even on the Dala Parshios, we're replacing the Sedra altogether. Notwithstanding, the halacha is that we don't replace the Sedra altogether. Okay, but we're going to come back to that. The Gemara is going to cite the Machlokas later this morning. Gemirat Hashem, we're going to see it a little bit later on. But meanwhile, the Dala Parshios. So what are the Dala Parshios? So we were introduced yesterday in the Mishnah to the Dala Parshios. The first of the Dala Parshios is Shkalim, appropriate to the beginning of Adar, as the beginning of Adar looking to collect the Machitzas HaShakel. So therefore, obviously, it's a great fit. The second parsha is going to be Zachor, which we're remembering Amalek, which is appropriate because it's right before Purim. And Purim is also part of Mechias Amalek, Zechiras and Mechias Amalek. Third parsha is Parah. Parah has to do with the fact of Tahara, of purification, because as we're approaching Nisan, and everyone's going to go to Yerushalayim, and everyone's going to be Olah Regel, and everyone's going to participate in the Karban Pesach, so we need to be in a state of Tahara. Okay, so Parah Aduma, everyone remember. Got to purify yourself and know your Kalim. And finally, the last of the Parshas is Parshas HaChodesh. So that's the Parsha immediately prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first of the month, so we're going to be laying from Parshas Bo, where it talks about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and specifically that of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so these are the Dala Parshas as introduced to us in the Mishnah. And so yesterday we got stuck on a really simple question. And that is that when we are reading the first Parsha, Parsha Shkalim, so which section of the Torah are we reading? Which section of the Torah represents Parsha Shkalim? So once again, we all think we know the answer because we go to Shul and we hear Parsha Shkalim, and so we think it's Parsha's Kisisa. And that's it's an excellent suggestion. It happens to be an opinion in the Gemara. But as we learned in yesterday's daf, there's another opinion as well. So this turns into a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel's of the position that's Kisisa, like we saw yesterday. But meanwhile, Rav's of the position that it's not Kisisa, but rather the Parsha that we read, it's Savs Ben Yisrael, the Parsha of the Karban Tamid, found in Parsha's Pinchas. Okay, so what we did yesterday, and we're going to continue to do in the beginning of this morning, is the back and forth between Rav and Shmuel, and which Parsha should we be reading for Parsha Shkalim? So should it be Kisisa? Should it be Karban Tamid? So it's Savas Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara now is going to continue its discussion. I think I left off yesterday. I mean, there are a bunch of Meisveis, back and forth. So I think we left off by the Meisvei of Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. Okay. If anyone want to fact check me, it's fantastic. But I'm pretty sure that's where we left off yesterday. Okay. So, huh? Oh, okay, fine. You think we went one more? Okay. Yeah. If I'm backing up just a little bit, it's fine. Okay, Mace Face. So the Gemara now is going to be challenging based on a Braisa. The Braisa reads, Rosh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos, or if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Shabbos, so Karim B'Parsha Shkalim, Maftir B'Yal Yada Kohen. So what you'll do is you'll read from the Parsha of Shkalim, and the Maftir will be Yal Yada. So Bishlam Laman Dharma Kisisa, Hainu De Maftir B'Yal Yada Kohen, the Damilei. So the Gemara says, yeah, you, David, great. We did this yesterday. Okay, good. Anyway, so the Haftarah works out perfectly because, remember, there's a thematic link between the Haftarah and the Kriya. And the Kriya, if in fact the Kriya is Kisisa, So that's a collection of money. The Haftarah in Malachim Beis is about the collection of money, right? The Yoyada Kohen makes a pushka in the Beis of Mikdash so that money can be collected. So it's a perfect connection between Kriya and Haftarah. But Elaman Damas Karbani Lechmi Midame. So the Gemara says, but if it's Karbani Lechmi, which has to do with a carbon, but it has nothing to do with money collection, so then what in fact is the link between the Kriya and the Haftarah? So the Gemara says, Dami Kedarav Tavi. So the Gemara says, nah, it's comparable. How is it comparable? Because like Reb Tevi, you'll see him on the top of this Amud, of our Amud, and Chavtes Amud Beis. So Reb Tavi says that from the Parsha itself, Zos Olas Chodesh Bechadsho, so Chadesh Vehavei Karban Mitzvah Chadasha. So included in the mitzvah of bringing the Karban Tamid is the fact that the first Karban Tamid that's brought on the first day of Nisan has to be coming from new money. This is the beginning of the fiscal year, and it's on that day that the carbon has to be funded by new monies. So that is encoded in the Parsha. So even though the Parsha itself is only talking about carbon, but encoded via Drasha is a reference to money and money collection. Okay, Meizvei. We'll do this again. New back and forth. Chalios beparsha smuchala. So let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out. Beparsha smuchala beimalafana beimalacharaha. So what you're going to do is you're going to read it and you're going to repeat it, meaning as follows. It happens to be an interesting coincidence, and that is that we're reading Parshas Kisisa as one of the Dal Parshos right around the time that we're reading Parshas Kisisa. So, okay, so it comes out now that sometimes it could get a little bit confusing in that sometimes the Sedra is Kisisa, and then, of course, the Parsha that we're supposed to be reading is also Kisisa. So what do I do? So the Braisa says, I'll tell you what you do. You're kofel. So you double it, you repeat it. Now, exactly what that means, so stay tuned. We're going to go over that in just a couple minutes from now. But meanwhile, it works out now that the time of the year, this coincidence of reading the Parsha of Kisisa right around the time that we're reading the first of the Dal Parshios, Shkalim, so it works out really well according to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Laman, Damar, Kisisa, Haina, Demis, Rame, Be'u, Zimna. So for Shmuel now, it works out great. But Elaman Damrit Safis Karbani Mimis Rami Bahuzimna. But the Gemara says, but according to Rav, where the Parsha of Shkalim is it's Safis Ben Israel, which is in Parshas Pinchas. Now Parshas Pinchas, we typically read, what are we talking about over here? It's well into Sefer Bamidbar. Bamidbar itself, we're reading the Shabbos right before Shavuos. Okay, so we are sometime in the late spring, early summer, by the time we're reading Parshas Pinchas. It's the summertime. When reading Parshas Pinchas. So there is never going to be any kind of coincidence, confluence, and we're reading, according to Rav, the Parsha of the Sedra and Parshas Pinchas. It just simply do not occur at the same time. So the Gemara says that's not true. In Livnema Rava Damaskala Daraisa Batalashnin. So the Gemara says the way our cycle works, so it's not going to, you're right. We are reading and finishing the Sedras annually. So for us, it's never going to be that Parshas Pinchas is going to come around a little bit before Purim, right, around Rosh Chodesh Adar. You're right. However, in Eretz Yisrael, so they operate with a different system. So in Eretz Yisrael, there used to be a minug where they would take the Parshios, obviously break it up into much smaller pieces, and so they would be finishing the Torah in 3 years' time. That was a minug in Eretz Yisrael. Minug is gone. We can't give you any history of when we lost the minug, but we no longer have the minug. But nevertheless, so in that minug, so it can now concur where you're going to have the parsha of Pinchas coming around right around Rosh Chodesh Adar. Tan Kavase Dishmo. Okay, when all said and done now, so what do we do between yesterday and today? Back and forth. A lot of back and forth. What is the parsha of Shkala? Machlokus Amarayim. And the back and forth in terms of which position is more defensible. The Gemara now points out, we have a brisa going like Shmuel. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalos B'Shabbos Korin Kisisa. Okay, so the Braisa over here could not say it any clearer, and that is that what we're reading for Parsha Shkalim is in fact going to be the Parsha of Kisisa. Okay. I'm Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. So what happens now when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos? So we got now three Kriyas that we have to read from. We have to read from the Sedra, we have to read from the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh, and we have to read the Kriya for the first of the Dal Parshios, Parsha Shkalim. So what order do we do? So Motzin Shal Shtaros V'Koren Behem. Echad B'nyan Shal Yom V'Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh V'Echad B'Chisisa. So we're going to go Sedra, Rosh Chodesh, to the Parsha of Shkalim. V'am Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, second time in the year when we're going to take out three Sifrei Torah, and that is Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Shechalos B'Shabbos. So when Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls down on Shabbos, so once again, now we got three Kriyas to do. So Mevi'in Shalosh Torahs V'Korin Behem, Echa B'Nyan Shal Yom, so one is Sedra, V'Echa B'De Rosh Chodesh, one is Rosh Chodesh, V'Echa B'Chanukah. And the third Kriya is going to be regarding Chanukah, because obviously on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, it's going to be the sixth and seventh of a day of Chanukah. Utsricha, so the Gemara says now, we just learned that there are two occasions in the course of the year where we're going to take out three Sifrei Torah, possibly, by the way. In other words, it's not going to happen every single year. You need the confluence. You need the Rosh Chodesh to come out on Shabbos in order for this to happen. But if, in fact, it happens, you're going to take out three Sifrei Torah. So there are two times in the year where it's possible that you're going to take out three Sifrei Torah. Okay? So now the Gemara is just simply bothered by, you can teach it to me one time and I'll figure out the other time. Utsricha, the Gemara says, no, they're necessary. So Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, well, if you didn't tell me the first halacha, look, here's what could have happened. We might have thought that the halacha falls like Rav. Okay? And Rav says that what are you reading for Parsha Shkalim? The Parsha of Rosh Chodesh. So now, even though there are three Kriyas, but you can get away with two Sifrei Torah. Because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doubling up on one Sifrei Torah, reading it for both Rosh Chodesh and for the Parsha Shkalim, because it happens to be the same laning, right? You're still going to have to read it two times over, because one's to satisfy the Rosh Chodesh obligation, and a second time to satisfy the Shkalim obligation, but still, you can get away with two Sifrei Torah. So, V'lei mahavlo b'ayach, so the Gemara says, okay, so, but still, tell me the halacha of the three Sifrei Torah by Shkalim, and then we'd figure it out by Chanukah. Meaning, so, that won't be so hard to do. We're smart enough. We could figure it out. So the Gemara says, Chad Mechlach Haverta Itmar. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's basically what happened. What happened was he said it one time. So the Gemara deduced the second time. It just happens to be that's presented as if he said it two times. But the truth of the matter is, he really only said it once, and the other time's a deduction. But we deduced it from the other. Okay, fine. Itmar. Okay, so up until this point in time, there's been one topic which really finishes up yesterday's daf, and that is, which parsha am I actually reading for Shkalim? So it's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. As I pointed out yesterday, under normal circumstances, we pasken like Rav, we don't pasken like Shmuel. When it comes to Issa V'Heter, right? We pasken like Shmuel when it comes to Mamonos. It sounds like an area where normally we would pasken like Rav, but we also concluded that there's a brisa that says it like Shmuel. So it goes without saying. This is where these Gemaras over here, we all know the conclusion. It's just a question of, you know, the mechanics of how we get there. So we all know that the halach, in fact, follows like Shmuel, but it is a little bit unusual in that normally when it comes to anything other than Mamonos, we do pasuk like Rav. Okay. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Tevis Shechalios Bechol. So when Rosh Chodesh Tevis comes out on a weekday, which obviously is more than possible, so now, Amrev Yisra Karut Lassabur Rosh Chodesh Vechad Bechanukah. So now the question becomes the following. So now we have two Sifrei Torah that we have to take out, and we also know that we're going to be reading four Aliyahs. So those are the givens. Two Sifrei Torah, four Aliyahs. Now the question is very simple. Okay, how do we break it up? So on this is going to be a machlokas. Rav Yitzchak says, Karut Lassabur Rosh Chodesh. So what you'll do is the first three Aliyahs you'll read from Rosh Chodesh and Chad Bechanukah. And the fourth Aliyah you're going to be reading from Chanukah, obviously, whichever day it is, either be the sixth day or the seventh day, right? Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh of Kislev, sometimes is Maleh, sometimes is Chaser, which means that Rosh Chodesh Tevis can sometimes be one day, sometimes be 2 days. Okay, but now, right, today's daf, by the way, is going to be very calendar heavy. So if you like the calendar, you're really going to enjoy and appreciate the daf. Okay, so fine. So one suggestion now is that's what we'll do. Three from parshas from the Kriya of Chodesh, and one from Chanukah. And Rav Dimi Demin Chayfa Amar Karut Lassabur Chanukah V'Chad B'Rosh Chodesh. And so Rav Dimi says, no. Three Aliyahs will come out from the Kriya of Chanukah, and one Aliyah will come out from Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Rav Mani Kavasi D'Rav Yisrak Nafcha Mistabra. So the Gemara says, look, if I had a vote, which in the Gemara, Bizmana Gemara, the Amoraim had a vote, so he said, if I had a vote, I go like Rabbi Yitzchak. Three from Chodesh and one from Chanukah. Why? So Tad Vishenu Tad Kodem. Because we all know the principle, and that is that which occurs more frequently is going to have Kedima. That should come first. So good. So the principle of Tad Vishenu Tad, obviously Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, which one is more frequent? Rosh Chodesh is more frequent. So in terms of the number of times itself, it's not, it's still a win towards Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Chodesh is 12 times, minimum 12 times, by the way, because sometimes it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So, okay, but it's minimum 12 times, and Hanukkah you're only laning 8 times. So if you're measuring by the year, it's 12 to 8. It's also Tadir simply because it occurs more often in the year. Meaning, what I'm deliberating in my head is like how to measure Tadir, right? Tadir is just simply a sum total of how many times, or Tadir could also mean, I don't have good sourcing for this. I'm just thinking out loud right now. Tadir could also just simply mean that it occurs more frequently over the course of the year. Anyway, but Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh should come first. It's a simple argument. So Amar Rav Avin Kavasei Rav Dimi Mistabra. So the Gemara says, okay, but Rav Avin says, I want to give a support for Rav Dimi. How so? Migam Ravi Shiavo Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach Ravi Rosh Chodesh by Mikre. The Gemara gives a wonderful argument on behalf of Rav Dimi, and that is consider. If it were Chanukah, how many aliyahs are there in Chanukah? 3. How many aliyahs are there for Rosh Chodesh? 4. So the fact that we even have a fourth aliyah today meaning Rosh Chodesh, is by virtue of the fact that today's Rosh Chodesh. So shouldn't it make more sense now that the fourth aliyah should be read from Rosh Chodesh? Because that's the only reason why we have a fourth aliyah. Okay, good. So we can argue on behalf of Rav Yitzchak, we can argue on behalf of Rav Dimi. Okay, my havi Allah. So the Gemara says, now, can we conclude on this issue? Meaning, great, it's a machlokas, but we got to do one way. So Rav Yosef Amar ein mashkichim Rosh Chodesh, Rabba Amar ein mashkichim b'Chanukah. So the Gemara says a little bit strange, right? Ein mashkichim b'Rosh Chodesh. Pay no attention to Rosh Chodesh. What do you mean, pay no attention to Rosh Chodesh? Of course, we're paying attention to Rosh Chodesh. So the way Rashi understands it, meaning don't make Rosh Chodesh the ikar, right? But it is an unusual way to say it. Okay, but anyway, ein mashkichim b'Rosh Chodesh. So according to Rav Yosef, don't make Rosh Chodesh the ikar, meaning the first three aliyahs should be coming from Chanukah, and Rabbi Amar Mashkichim b'Chanukah. So and Rabbi says no, that you shouldn't make the Chanukah the Iker, meaning start with Rosh Chodesh. And Ve'uchasei Mashkichim b'Chanukah, v'Rosh Chodesh Iker. Okay, good. And so on this, the Gemara arrives at a very clear conclusion, which is, and we did this not so long ago in Shul, and that is that the first three aliyahs are going to be from Rosh Chodesh, and then the fourth aliyah is going to be Chanukah. Good. Adkan. That takes us to our first question for today, and not our first, but first of a number of questions that are coming up in the course of today's daf, Itmar. Okay, now, what happens if the first parsha of the Dal Parsha, so otherwise known as Parsha Shkalim, also coincides with Atat Tetzaveh, right, the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh? Not the beginning, sorry. The parsha, the Sedra of Atat Tetzaveh. Okay, what is the Gemara right now struggling with? What's the issue? So the issue is as follows. So again, if you know your parshios, so it's Tetzaveh, and the next parsha, next week it's going to be Kisisa. Now, if Shkalim, Parsha Shkalim comes out on the same parsha of the Sedra of Atat Tetzaveh, so now when you get to Atat Tetzaveh, so what are we going to do? We're going to take out the second Sefer Torah. We're going to read from the second Sefer Torah. What are we reading? We're reading the beginning of Kisisa. So anyone now in Shul following along is thinking to themselves, this is special? Isn't this just a continuation of the parsha that we just finished reading? So the problem now becomes, it's not really identifiable as we're reading Parsha Shkalim, that it is in fact Parsha Shkalim. That's what the Gemara is grappling with. So that's it. Mar chalios ba'avata tetzav amra v'yitzak nafcha karushisa me'avat ve'ata tetzav ad kisisa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, here's what you do. So what you'll do is that you'll read the first six aliyahs from Atat Tetzaveh, meaning normally we break it up into seven aliyahs. Don't break it up into seven aliyahs, break it up into six. And then the seventh aliyah, which is going to be for the Parsha of Shkalim, is going to be Kisisa. You read the Parsha of Kisisa. So Amar Abaye, Amar Yukmahu, Dekam Umak Mehasam. So Abaye says, I don't think it's a great idea. I think it's a terrible idea. Because the casual observer who's sitting in Shul listening, so he's going to say to himself, yeah, that's funny. The Valkori just went ahead. Oh, it must be that this is just the Sima Parsha. It's nothing special. So Bai is bothered by this solution simply because it's not really clear that we're reading Kisisa as for the Parsha of Shkalim. So what do you do? Ela, Amar Abaye, Karashisa, Mevata, Tetzaveh, ad ve'asisa, v'chad tani v'kare mechisisa v'ad ve'asisa. So Abai says, so here's what you'll do. What you'll do is you'll read, you'll start obviously from the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh. You'll read through the whole Parsha. Actually, keep going. What you'll do is you'll keep going and you'll even read the Parsha of Kisisa. Not as Parsha Shkalim, just simply as a Siyam. Now the next Ola gets up there, the last Ola gets up there, and what is he doing? He's repeating Kisisa. We just read that. Exactly. Meaning by virtue of the fact that now everyone realizes that we're reading it again, now it's clear and evident that we're reading it now as the Parsha of Kisisa, i.e. as the Parsha of Shkalim. So that is the solution of Abaye, Meisvei. And this, the Gemara goes over a little back and forth. Chalios Parshas, Muchala, Beimalafana, Beimalachara, Karnosov, Vekolfanosa. If the Parsha, meaning the Parsha of Shkalim, is Muchala, it is contiguous to Kisisa on either end, on the front end or on the back end. So meaning either Kisisa is the Shabbos before or the Shabbos after. So Bishlam Abaye Nicha. So the Gemara says, now according to Abaye, good. Meaning, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says, Karnosa Vikoflanosa. So you read and you repeat it. So according to Abaye, exactly like he just suggested. Meaning what you're going to do is that you're going to read it and you're going to reread it. But Ella Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Kashya, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it's going to be difficult. Because according to him, there is no repetition. What does the Braisa mean when it says repeat? So I'm lecha Rav Yitzchak Nafcha la Abaye minicha tanya lefana ula achareha hechemishkachala. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says, look, before I even answer my own position, you think the Braisa works out so well for Abaye? Because Abaye says whether it's before or after. So it doesn't work out for both scenarios. Meaning, according to Abaye, when it says the Shabbos before, so that means to say that you're not going to be repeating. So the Gemara says, so for Abaye, it doesn't work out so well as well. So El Amaisach Lememer Kofla B'Shabasos Achanami Kofla B'Shabasos. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, look, as far as I'm concerned, the Braisa works out very well because the word Kofel does mean repeat, but it doesn't necessarily mean repeat on that very Shabbos. It just simply means, you know what's going to happen on two consecutive Shabbosim? You're going to be here in Kisisa twice. Meaning, if the Parsha of Kisisa is the week prior to Shkalim, so you'll hear Kisisa the previous week. And then you'll hear in the upcoming week as Parsha Shkalim. If Kisisa comes up the week after Shkalim, okay, you're also going to hear it twice. You'll hear Kisisa in week one as Shkalim, and then you're going to hear it the next week as the regular Sedra. So that's a simple way to read the Braisa. It's a simple way to understand the Braisa. So it comes out now that the Braisa does not challenge my position at all. Chalios, okay, good. So what we just dealt with is what happens when the Parsha of the week is Atat Tetzaveh. And it also happens to coincide with the Parsha Shkalim. And how do you make Parsha Shkalim recognizable? That we're reading it as Parsha Shkalim. We just saw Machlokas Amarim on that issue. Next topic. Chalios b'chisisa atzma. What happens now when Parsha Shkalim falls on Kisisa? So in other words, what happens when the Parsha Shkalim, which is Kisisa, again, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but right now we're assuming like Shmuel, the Parsha of Shkalim is Kisisa, and you're reading it on the same Parsha of Kisisa. So Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, Karushisa min Vasisa, Ad vayakel v'chad kari mechisisa v'ad v'asisa. So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says, here's what you'll do. You'll start off the parsha not at the beginning. You'll skip one aliyah. You'll start at the second aliyah, and then you'll finish the parsha, and then what you'll do is that you'll back up to the first aliyah at the end, and now you're reading it as Parsha Shkalim. And also give yourself a check for finishing off the Sedra as well. Of course, it's confusing, because what you just did is you just read the Sedra out of order. So Abaye says, well, that's just going to be too confusing because everyone's going to be saying, hey, you're reading the Parsha out of order. Like, that's weird. Okay. So Elamar Abaye Kari Shisa Ad Vayakel V'chad Tani V'kari Mechisisa V'ad V'asisa. So Abaye says, it's very simple. What you'll do is you'll read the Parsha of Kisisa from beginning to end. And then at the end, what you'll do is you repeat the Parsha of Kisisa. The first time you read it is Alf the Sedra. And the second time you read it is out Parsha Shkalim. Tanya Kavase Da Abaye, we have a Braisa that supports Abaye, Chalios Bechisisa, Atzma Karnosa Vekoflanosa. And once again, the Braisa could not say it any clearer. The Braisa says, you'll read it, you'll repeat it like Abaye. Good. So far, we have now dealt with what happens when the Parsha of Shkalim coincides with the Parsha of Tetzaveh. what happens when the Parsha of Shkalim coincides with the Parsha of Kisisa? Next topic of discussion. Chalios Besocha Shabbos Makdim L'Shabbos Shavra. Okay, Itmar. The Gemara now deals with the following question. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios Be'er Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday. So now Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday. So when am I going to reading Parsha Shkalim? What are my two options? Either the week before or the very next day. Rav Amar Magdimim. So Rav says what we're going to do is we're going to read the Parsha Shkalim before. 6 days earlier, meaning on the Shabbos prior. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says no. What you're going to do is you're going to read Shkalim the day after. Rosh Chodesh. So now the back and forth. What is behind these two positions? The Gemara goes on to explain. Rav Amar Magdimim came Basulu Yumei Shulchanos. So Rav says, of course you got to back it up. Because again, what does Shkalim represent? It represents the announcement that everyone's got to get ready in order to bring the Machetzes HaShekel. We want to give people time. How much time do you want to give people? At least 2 weeks. Remember, the money changers are coming out on the 15th of the month. And so we want to give people at least 2 weeks' time to prepare. So aside from the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh, but in Shul on Shabbos, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, so now you're reading the Parsha of Shkalim, so it gives time to prepare. Obviously, nowadays, we're not giving the Machetzes HaShekel, but we are assuming, we're building into the system that this will work at a time when people bring the Machetzes HaShekel. So therefore, you say the Shabbos before, because we don't want to take away from those 2 weeks' time. So that's the Shita of Rav. So even though Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, and now you're backing it up a whole 6 days earlier, but I'd rather add days rather than take away days. That's the Shita of Rav. Ushmol Amar Ma'achrin. So Shmuel says, nah. Well, what you'll do is that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Friday, you'll reach Shkalim the next day. And Shmuel says it's a pragmatic issue. What are you worried about? Taking days away? You're not going to be taking any days away. Again, right, just think about your calendar. What happens when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday? When's the 15th of the month? It's going to be 2 Fridays from now. So 2 Fridays from now. So what's going to happen now is that they're not going to, the money tables, the money changers, they're not setting up on Friday. Not the day immediately prior to Shabbos. What they're going to end up doing that year is they're going to set up their tables not on the 15th of the month, but rather on the 17th of the month, right? On Sunday. So when all is said and done, Shmuel says, I appreciate your concern, Rav, that you don't want to take days away. It happens to be that practically speaking, you're not taking any days away. There will still be more than 2 weeks' time for people to get ready to be prepared. Hilkach ma'achrin, therefore you're ma'acher. Okay, so when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, so when are you reading Shkalim? Rav says the Shabbos before, Shmuel says the next day, the Shabbos after. And now, a little bit of back and forth over here. Which position is more defensible? Tanan. Chalios b'socha Shabbos makdim l'shavar. U'mafsik l'shabbos acheres. So if it comes out, if it, meaning Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the week, so makdim l'shavar. So what you're going to do is you'll back up Shkalim to the Shabbos prior, and then you're going to take a week off from the Dal Parshios, because you want the Parsha of Zachar to be proximate to Purim, so you'll take a Shabbos off. So my love, I feel a bear of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, now, simple way to read the Braisa is when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, any day of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or even Friday. That's a simple way to read the Braisa, and if that's so, we have a really excellent defensive Rav. So the Gemara says, "Lo besocha Shabbos dafka." No, in the middle of the week means the middle of the week, meaning Friday is considered already end of the week. And the Braisa is only talking about Sunday through Thursday. Tashma. Okay, Gemara says, let's try this again. Eizu hi Shabbos Rishon kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar liyos besocha ve'afilo be'erev Shabbos. So which is of the first of the Dal Parshios? Any week in which Rosh Chodesh Adar falls within it, and even on Erev Shabbos. So my love, I feel Erev Shabbos, do me the socha, ma socha magdimim, ma Erev Shabbos magdimim. So once again now, a simple way to read the Braisa, the simplest way to read the Braisa, is that if Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week, either in the middle of the week or even the end of the week, you're going to be moving Shkalim up to the beginning, meaning to the Shabbos prior. That's the easiest way to read the Braisa. And once again, the Braisa sounds like Rav. So Amr Shmuel, ba. V'chein tan de bei Shmuel, ba. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily how you read it. The way you could read the Braisa is that Ve'afilu be'erev Shabbos, that even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you're reading it on that Shabbos. That's how you could read the Braisa. And so once again, the Braisa could be read like Shmuel. Kitanai. The Gemara now points out that with this issue, that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Friday, so when is the proper time to say Parsha Shkalim? The Shabbos prior or the day immediately afterwards, the Shabbos after? So, Machlokas Tanaim. So we saw it in Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Also, Machlokas Tanaim. Misargon L'Shabbos is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So what you're going to do is you're going to be Misareg. You're going to jump around. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar Eino Misargon. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, we don't. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Masayini Omer Ein Misargon. So what does that mean? We're not going to skip a Shabbos. So, Bizman Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. So that's when it comes out on Erev Shabbos, meaning that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos, so then you're not going to skip. Meaning because what you're going to now do is that you're going to move Shkalim to the day after, and then Zachar is going to be the Shabbos immediately following. Aval bezman shechalios besocha Shabbos, makdim v'kari mishabbos shavra, afal pi shu shvat. Okay. However, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out during the weekend, meaning Sunday through Thursday, so now what's going to happen is that you're going to end up, then under those circumstances, you're going to end up skipping a week. Meaning Shkalim will be the Shabbos prior to Rosh Chodesh, then you'll skip a week, and then Zachar will be the week following, the Shabbos following. Okay. Anyway, what comes out over here in this Braisa, a machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Friday, so are we moving Parsha Shkalim to the Shabbos prior, to the Shabbos afterwards? That's Machlokas Tanaim, reflective of the Machlokas Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel, Adkan. That takes us to the end of that topic. So once again, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, be any time between Sunday and Thursday, Shkalim is going to be the Shabbos prior. Davar Hamuskam. Everyone agrees. What happens when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday? We have a Machlokas. Later, we're going to paskin like Rav, that even in that circumstance, we move Shkalim to the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Bishnia Zachor. Now, the second Shabbos is going to be Parsha Zachor. Itmar Purim Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. So here we have another debate. What happens when Purim falls out on a Friday? Wasn't that last year? Right? My memory okay? No, it's not. But I think it was last year. Yeah. Regardless. So when Purim falls out on a Friday, so now what do we do in terms of Parsha Zachor? Are we going to be landing Parsha Zachor before or after Purim? So, Rav Amar Magdim and Parsha Zachar. Well, I said after, by the way, but as you'll see in just a moment, I don't really mean after. You'll see what I mean. Rav Amar Magdim and Parsha Zachar. So Rav says, so what you'll do is you'll do Parsha Zachar the Shabbos before. And so even though there's going to be a significant time between the reading of Parsha Zachar and Purim, okay, but that's how the calendar worked out. So you're reading Parsha Zachar the Shabbos before. Friday is Purim. Okay, 6 days later. But it's got to be, Zachar's got to be before. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, and Shmuel says no. Under those circumstances, when Purim falls out on Friday, Parsha Zachor will be the next day. Now the Gemara goes and explains each of these shitas. Rav Amar Makdim and Ke'echad Lo Tikta Asiya LeZechira. So Rav says, no, you cannot have the Asiya before the Zechira. Asiya over here means the performance of Purim. What is the performance of Purim? So the performance of Purim ostensibly is talking about the Seudas Purim. That is Lechora, what we mean by that. And so before you have Seuda, what do you need? You need Zechira. You need to go over the episodes. Now, episodes over here are multiple episodes, meaning we first are learning from Chumash, that's Parsha Zachor. Then, of course, there's the Megillah. Fine, so all the Zechira has to be done prior to the Asiya. That's the assumption behind Rav. And so, therefore, it makes sense that if Purim falls on a Friday, so you want to hear Parsha Zachor before, meaning the Shabbos before. Good. And Ushmol Amar Ma'achrin. And Shmuel says, no, you're Ma'achir. So why? Why would you? Now, in other words, the Gemara is right now assuming that you need the Zechira before the Asiya, so pushing off Parsha Zachor to the next day sounds like that's not a good idea. So Amar Lecha, Shmuel will tell you, Kevin Deika Mukafin, Davdi Bechamesar, Asiya Vezechira Bahadi Adad Dekaskin. Gemara gives a really interesting argument on behalf of Shmuel. You're right. So for most of the Jewish people, they're going to be celebrating Purim on the 14th. And yes, for most of the Jewish people, so the Asiya will come before the Zechira. That's true. However, there's also going to be the Bnei Mukafim. So the Bnei Mukafim, those living in the walled city, so they're going to be celebrating Purim the next day. That is enough of a justification, enough of an allowance, so that you could read Zachor also the next day. Even though, it's really, right, really, this idea requires a lot of thought. Even though for the majority of the Jewish people, they're going to be reading the Megillah the day prior, and for the majority of the Jewish people, so that means to say, that your Asiya is going to be coming before your Zechira, but since you have a segment of the Jewish population who are observing Purim on Shabbos, so therefore that will justify for everybody to move the Parsha Zachor to Shabbos. Okay, Tanan. So once again, when Purim falls out on a Friday, when do we read Parsha Zachor? Rav says the Shabbos before, Shmuel says the Shabbos afterwards. Again, back and forth. Tanan Vishnia Zachor. So in our Mishnah and in the Braisa, we'll see in just a moment, the second of the Dal Parshios is Zachor. Nevahaki Mikle Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos Mikle Purim Be'er Shabbos. So the Gemara says again, just think about your calendar. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Shabbos, so Purim is going to be on an Erev Shabbos. Good. Purim is the 14th. So if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, so now that means Purim is going to be on the 14th. V'ketani B'Shniyah Zachor. And what does it say? It says that the second Shabbos is going to be Parsha Zachor. So that means that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Shabbos, and Purim now is going to be on a Friday, so the second Shabbos of the month is Parsha Zachor, which is obviously the Shabbos prior to Purim. Again, that is a really strong proof for Rav. So I'm Rav Papa, my Shnia Shnia Lahavsaka. So Rav Papa says, no, you don't have to say the Mishnah that way. A simple way to say the Mishnah is just simply, your second of your Dala Parshios. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the second week. It just simply means that there are four special Parshios. The second of the special Parshios is going to be Zachor. When do we read it? Sometimes it's the second Shabbos. Sometimes it could be the third Shabbos. Okay, that's how you could read the Mishnah. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's do this again. Ezu Shabbos Shnia Kosha Chal Purim Lios Besocha Ve'afil Be'er Shabbos. So the Braisa says that when Purim falls out during the week, Zachor is going to be the Shabbos prior. And even if it falls out on a Friday, Zachor is going to be the Shabbos prior. Okay. Once again, this Braisa reads really clearly like Rav. So my love, Erev Shabbos Domi Detocha, Matocha Makdimim, Erev Shabbos Makdimim. And so the Gemara makes the argument. The Gemara counters the argument. So I'm a Shmuel Ba, V'chein Tan De Shmuel Ba. No. When it comes on Erev Shabbos, so then you'll be reading Zachor Ba on that Shabbos, meaning the day after. Okay. You could read the Braisa that way. A little choppy to read the Braisa that way, but you could read it that way. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara has defended Shmuel's position. So again, on our second issue for this morning, I mean, it's more than our second, but on the question of Purim, when Purim falls out in Erev Shabbos, so when do I do Zachor? The Shabbos prior, the Shabbos following. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Next issue. Chalios b'Shabbos Atzma. What happens when Purim falls out on Shabbos? Okay. So in our fixed calendar, ain't going to happen. Purim is not going to fall on a Shabbos in our fixed calendar. But prior to the calendar being fixed, so there was flexibility in terms of when Rosh Chodesh could be. So it could be that Rosh Chodesh can come out on a Sunday, so that Purim will fall on a Shabbos. So when Purim falls on a Shabbos, so when do I read Parsha Zachor? So I'm Rav Huna L'Divrei HaKol E'Makdimim. So Rav Huna says, under those circumstances, so Divrei HaKol, meaning even though we just saw Machlokas, when Purim falls out on a Friday, but when Purim falls out on a Shabbos, meaning the 14th falls out on a Shabbos, ein makdimim. So we don't make Parsha Zachor the Shabbos prior. And Rav Nachman amar adayin machlokes. And Rav Nachman says, no, even under these circumstances, it's going to be a machlokes. Idmar nami amar chia baraba amar rabbi abba amar rav Purim shechalios b'Shabbos makdim v'korei b'Shabbos she'avra Zachor. So when Purim falls out on a Shabbos, so the Shabbos prior, that's when you're going to be reading Parsha Zachor. So you see that there's an opinion that even when it falls out on Shabbos, so there is an opinion that says that you back up Zachor to the Shabbos prior. Okay. B'shlishis Paraduma. B'shlishis Paraduma. So the third of the Dal Parshas is going to be the Parsha of Para. And again, the idea over here is that as we're approaching Nisan, so everyone needs to get into a state of Tahara so that we can go to the base of Mikdash, we can eat Karban Pesach. So now, Tana Rabbanei Zu Shabbos Shlishis, Kol Shesmucha LaPurim Me'achareha. So which is the third, when are we reading Parshas Para? That's going to be the Shabbos following Purim. Itmar Reb Chama Bar Chanina Amar Shabbos Shesmucha LaRosh Chodesh Nisan. And Reb Chama Bar Chama says that, no, it's going to be the Shabbos that is immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lo Pliga Hadik LaRosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos Hadik LaBemtzer Shabbos. But the Gemara says, but really the truth of the matter is there's no machlokas. In other words, it just really depends on when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Shabbos, so that means to say that Parah is going to be read the Shabbos before. If the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If, however, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the week, so that means that the Shabbos prior to that is going to be part the fourth of the Parshios, and the Shabbos immediately after Purim is going to be Para, and there's going to be a break in the middle. Okay. And Bervita Chachodesh Hazeh Lachem Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, now, Gemara is going to be quoting a Braisa. Now, it happens to be that we've been using this Braisa all morning, meaning unbeknownst to us, or that's not true. Every time we had a machlokas amaraim, and we cited a section of a brisa, it was from a larger brisa. So now, at the end of the sugya, the Gemara now is finally going to give us the brisa in total. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Chalos B'Shabbos Korn Kisisa Maftirim B'Yal Yada. Okay, so when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in Shabbos, so you read Parshas Kisisa, and the haftarah is Yal Yada, right? You remember we quoted this brisa at the beginning of today's daf. Because this brisa clearly is going like Shmuel, that Shkalim is Kisisa. Anyway. Good. And we've been reading this section of the brisa all morning as well. And what is, when do we read Shkalim? On the Shabbos that is immediately prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, even when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday. And then as far as the second Shabbos is concerned, so that is Zachor. The Haftarah is Pakarati. That's by Shaul and Amalek. Ve'ezi v'Shabbos Shnia Kol Shechal Purim Lios B'socha Ve'afilu Be'erev Shabbos. So once again, so that's going to be the Shabbos immediately prior to Purim. B'Shlishis Parah Duma Maftirim V'Zarak Aleichem Ve'ezi v'Shabbos Shlishis Kol Shesmucha LaPurim Me'achareha. So it's going to be the Shabbos immediately after Purim. B'Reviyas HaChodesh Hazeh Maftirim Kol Amar Hashem Elokim B'Rishon Be'echal HaChodesh. So good, and Parshas Chodesh is going to be in Parshas Bo, and what the Haftarah is going to be is from Yecheskel, and Ve'ezohi, as we are now moving to the top of the next Amud, Ve'ezohi Shabbos Revi'ez Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Besocha Ve'afil Be'erev Shabbos, and it's going to be the Shabbos immediately prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Good, and so Ad Kant, that takes us down to the end of the sugya, almost to the end of the sugya. Of the Dal Parshios. So good. So we learned together the Dal Parshios. We went through a number of machloksim in terms of where do we position the Dal Parshios relative to Rosh Chodesh Adar, relative to Purim, relative to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, etc., etc. Okay, you want a great memory aid? So you see this huge Rashi on the top of the Amud. So what Rashi does over here is he gives you the siman to help you remember how the Parshios are going to configure over the course of the year, right? So it's zavdu. So in other words, there are four possibilities of when Rosh Chodesh can come out on. It can either come out on a Shabbos or a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday. And he's got a chart. So under those circumstances, so Rashi gives you a mnemonic. We're not going to go through the Rashi inside. You probably guessed I was going to skip this Rashi, but nevertheless, so it's helpful. In other words, it's a mnemonic. Again, our calendars are fixed, and we have calendars, we have a luach, so you could look it all up, but there were once upon a time, so people enjoyed these mnemonics to help them remember exactly how to figure the Dal Parshios, given that there are four different possibilities of when Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out on. Okay. Why, this I'll do outside. Why are there only four possibilities of when Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out? There's 7 days of the week. So why did we knock out three of those days? So because we have a rule, and that is that Pesach lo badu Nisan. Nisan cannot come out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan cannot come out on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Okay, now this has to do with general calendar configuration, because when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to fall out, is going to then play a role and impact when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is going to come out, and for Tishrei lo adu Rosh. We can't have Rosh Chodesh Tishrei coming out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Back in Sukkah, right? Somewhere in the Mem. So we discussed this more extensively in terms of why that is. Okay. But meanwhile, as far as Nisan is concerned, Lo Badu Nisan. Nisan cannot come out, Rosh Chodesh Nisan cannot come out on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Which means that the first day of Pesach is never going to be on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. If you're following the calendar, it'd be better if I had this on a board and I pointed. But anyway, if you're following the calendar, so you're understanding this well. And by the way, just add one more point, just in terms of what. So if Nisan cannot come out on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, so that is going to impact now Rosh Chodesh Adar. Why? Because Adar is always a chaser. So in other words, it's always going to, there's always going to be a direct correlation between when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is and when Rosh Chodesh Adar is. Adar is going to, Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to be 4 weeks plus 1 day prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, I'll stop over here. Okay. Your second Adar, or if it's one Adar, it's always going to be chaser. Okay. Anyway, Ad Khan, that takes us now to the end. Now I say to the end, but we have one more topic that we need to cover, and that is the following. Okay, there are Dalet Parshios. That part we know. We touched on this yesterday, but here the Gemara now is going to present it formally. So when we're reading any one of the Dalet Parshios, what do we do with the Sedra? Do we just knock it out altogether? Or no? We read the Sedra, and then for the Dalet Parshios, we read it just simply as a Maftir. Okay, good. So I know it's a funny question because we all know what we think is the right answer, but there are two opinions on this matter, and the Gemara is going to go over them right now. Now in the fifth week, what you're going to do, back to our regular scheduled programming. So, Liseder Mai, the Gemara says now, when we say that, what do we mean? So, Rav Ami, I'm a Liseder Parshios, who goes there? So, Rav Ami says, Seder Parshios. Meaning, according to Rabbi Ami, for every one of the Dalet Parshios, we don't do the Sedra at all. What we do is we just do whatever is one of the Dalet Parshios. And that's it. Now, just.
How are you
going to get
seven?
Yeah. Oh, Mama, she read my mind. So now, so that's going to be a neat trick because Zachor is all three psukim. So now you're going to get seven aliyahs out of three psukim, and the answer is rinse and repeat. So you write you read Zachor, and then the second ola you read Zachor, and then for the third ola you read Zachor. I'm imagining, I'm guessing. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say this beferish, but I assume that's what you're going to do, right? If in fact, according to Rabbi Ami, you're taking out the Sedra altogether and you're just putting in the parsha of Zachor, okay? And even for the other parshios, it's going to be very hard to squeeze seven aliyahs out of the other parshios. So I imagine kfeila, you're going to have to just simply repeat the parsha in doing so, right? And the afilu bizmanenu. In other words, we do this on Chanukah. We repeat psukim on Chanukah. Okay, it's not a crazy suggestion. Rav Yirmiya amar l'seder aftar zuchozer, and Rav Yirmiya says no. The sedra is still maintained even during the Dalet Parshios. What is replaced, however, is maftir, and of course aftarah. So that is what's going to get knocked out. Okay. And again, by the way, it's not unprecedented, meaning the Gimel de Purunusa and the Zayin de Nechemta, right? The three Haftarahs between Shiva Sar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, and the seven Haftarahs that are after Tisha B'Av all the way up to Shabbat Shuva. So we knock out whatever Haftarah's theme would be thematically linked to the Parsha. We knock it out and we replace it with different themes. So that's, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that's what we're doing over here. The Sedra remains the same. It's the Haftarah that changes. So, Rabbi Kavase de Rabbi Ami Mistabra. So, of the two positions, which one's more Mistabra? Again, which one's the Halacha? We all know. But which one's more Mistaber? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami's more Mistaber. Why? Says, Abaye Dinan, L'chol Mavsikin L'Rosh HaChadashim, L'Chanukah L'Purim, L'Tanios L'Mamadus L'Yom HaKippurim. Because in the same Mishnah, what just happened in the same Mishnah? So we talk about how we're knocking out the regular Parsha for Chanukah and for Purim and for a fast day and for Ma'amados. Now, what Parsha are we talking about? We're not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about during the week. And when we say knock it out, what do we mean? Knock it out totally. Meaning when Monday and Rosh Chodesh coincide. So what do? We don't read the Sedra. We read Chanukah. We read Rosh Chodesh. And we knock it out totally. So Bishlam Lamandam Laseder Parshios Uchozer Hainudika Parsha Bechol. Alamandam Laseder Aftar Uchozer Aftar Bechol Meika. So the Gemara says, now, according to you, Rabbi Yirmiya, what we're doing is that we're knocking out Haftorah. There's no Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, meaning during the week. There's no Haftorah for Chanukah during the week. So according to you, well, how are you saying Pshat in the Mishnah? So V'ida Chakadisa V'Hakadisa. So the counter argument would be, you don't have to read the Mishnah as one continuum. The Mishnah can be broken up, meaning when we're talking about during the week, in Achinami, you take out the Sedra and you replace it with whatever is, whatever you're reading for that day. You read Rosh Chodesh, you read Chanukah, et cetera, et cetera. And then when we're talking about on Shabbos, you keep the Sedra And then now that because there's a haftarah, you change the haftarah. You could read the Mishnah that simply. Okay. So even though the Mishnah reads a little bit better for Rabbi Ami, the Gemara says we can defend Rav Yirmiyah. So the Gemara says, now I don't understand. On a fast day, can't you be mekayim shteim? And meaning, can't I read the Sedra and read also the Parsha for Tanit Sibur? Because what I'll do is that in the morning, meaning if the Tanit Sibur comes out on a Monday or a Thursday, in the morning we'll read the regular Sedra, and then in the afternoon you'll read the Parsha specific to Tanit Sibur. Why can't you do that? So Messiah Ravuna Dam Ravuna Mitzafra Kinufya. So the Gemara says this is going to be a really good support for Rav Huna, because Rav Huna gives us a schedule for a Tanit Sibur. Now, hopefully this sounds familiar, because in the Daf, we did this not so long ago, back in Masechta Tanis. So for us, it will be good Chazara. So in the morning, what you do is Kinufya. Everyone gets together. Now what? So now it's uncomfortable, but an auditing. In other words, not a financial auditing, but a spiritual auditing, right? Everyone goes over now. Look, there's no rain, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is clearly displeased. And let's put our heads together, collective heads together. Where do we all need improvement on? Okay, so that was the function of a fast day. So hechi abdin and amr abay mitzafel apagad yomam ma'anin and bemila demasa. So what you do is that for the whole morning, so we're going to all get together, collective auditing, and see what's going on in the city. And mipagad yomam lapanya. Now, as far as the second half of the day is concerned, so riva diyoma kara umaftire. So you'll take the second half of the day and you'll break it up into halves, which means quarters. And so now, for the first half of the second half of the day, that was confusing. Okay, so from 12 to 3. Okay, right. So kara maftir, so read from the Torah and you'll do maftir. And riva diyoma by rachame. And then from 3 to 6, so what you'll do is you'll daven, tefillah. Shenemar ve'ikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim revias ayom revias mizvadu mishachavim. Okay, and the pasuk in Nehemiah describes that what you'll do is you'll take the second half of the day and you'll break that into halves. And so for half you'll do kriyas haTorah, and for half you'll daven. So ve'epoch ana. So the Gemara says, look, that pasuk in Nehemiah didn't say which half. The pasuk in Nehemiah just simply says half the day. I don't know. Maybe it's the first half of the day. So lo sakadacha, the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Because we have a pasuk in Ezra. Okay, so the pasuk in Ezra describes how So basically what you're going to do is you'll take the pasuk in Ezra, the pasuk in Nehemiah, and we'll figure out how to do the Seder Ayom. Comes out over here that the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, back in the day when they had this morning audit, so there was no Kriya in the Boker. Okay, that's why there wasn't this option to be Mekayim Shteihem, to do the Sedra in the morning and to do the Tanit Sibur in the afternoon. Okay, what happens nowadays is that for whatever reasons, I don't have good explanations, so we've dispensed with the auditing. Okay, I know it's uncomfortable. I'd like to think of a better explanation why we no longer have it. Okay, but we don't have it anymore. This on a Tanit Sibur. And the truth of the matter is, how many Tanit Siburs do we actually have? So remember the Gemara? The Gemara says that we really have one. It's called Tisha B'Av. Okay, but anyway, regardless. But nowadays, the minhag is that even in the morning, we're learning from the Tanit Sibur, even if that morning was a Monday or a Thursday. Okay, anyway. Let's summarize our day today. So today, we finished off yesterday's daf. What is Parsha Shkala? Meaning it's the first of the Dal Parshios, but what are we actually learning from? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara concluded like Shmuel. It's going to be the Parsha of Kisisa. Next. A lot of what ifs today. A lot of them. So Rosh Chodesh Tevet falls out on a weekday. So what do you do regarding your Chanukah Rosh Chodesh learning? How do you break it up? That's a machlokas. The Gemara arrived at a very clear conclusion. What happens when Shkalim coincides with the Sedra of Tetzaveh? So how do I read Kisisa so that it's pronounced that it actually is being read as Shkalim? So the Gemara gave us an Eitzah for that as well. It's a machlokas, but the Gemara gave us an Eitzah of basically repeating. What happens when Shkalim falls down on Kisisa? What do I do then? Also, that was a machlokas. Next, what happens when? What happens when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos? So when do I read Shkalim? Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. We pass on like Rav. The Shabbos before. What happens when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos? So when do I read Zachor? Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. What happens when Purim falls out on Shabbos itself? With our fixed calendar, it won't. But what happens when it does? And when do I read Zachor? So possibly a Machlokas. I know that sounds funny, but that's where we ended up with. Okay, and finally, when we say that we're the any one of the Dalet Parshiyos are going to be replacing, what are they replacing? Are they replacing the Sedra? Or just are they replacing just the Haftarah? That was a machlokas amarim that took that's on the Amud Beis of today's daf. And the Gemara's conclusion, well, the Gemara doesn't conclude, but we all know that we pass like Rabbi Yirmiyah that the Sedra is kept, and we're just replacing the Haftarah. Okay, and finally, on a fast day that coincides with a Monday or a Thursday, why not read the Sedra in the morning and the Tanit Sibra and Mincha? And the Gemara had an answer for that as well.